This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yahoo is a company we talk about on this program from time to time, but not always in a good way. Yahoo's been up and down a whole lot in the 20 years since it was founded, down mostly the past couple of years. Marissa Mayer took over as CEO back in the summer of 2012. To great acclaim, it has to be said, but it also has to be said that the jury is really still out. Mayer and the company she runs are the subjects of a new book by Nicholas Carlson from Business Insider. It is called Marissa Mayer and the Fight to Save Yahoo. Nicholas, thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
It does seem that one of the long-running tropes in Silicon Valley and the tech industry in this country the last, I don't know, like 10, 12 years has been the fight to save Yahoo, right?
That's right. It's been a fight almost since the beginning.
And we have to remember that this, in the beginning, was the company that basically created the online ad business and had the whole smash right in its hands.
Yahoo, at one point, had a very specific purpose. It was a user-friendly way to use the internet. And then other companies started getting on the internet, creating websites that people could use. And Yahoo was just too many things. It was too many things on an internet where what really won was the eBays, the Googles, the Facebooks, which just did one thing really well. And Yahoo kind of just did everything. When they decided to hire Marissa Mayer, they decided to go with the product strategy for Yahoo.
She had, I mean, to be completely fair, she had a whiz-bang first year or so, right? She was hailed as the conquering hero.
They rolled out a purple carpet for her. And over the next...
Literally, right? The purple carpet.
They really did. Yeah. The co-founder of Yahoo, David Filo, rolled out a purple carpet for her. And she walked into her office and she got her computer ready to code. She got all these congratulatory calls from, you know, the White House and J.P. Morgan and just all sorts of celebrity. It was an amazing first year. And she got the place revitalized. She got it producing products much faster than it ever had in a long, long time. But then, you know, the honeymoon seemed to come to an end. You know, people think about Marissa Mayer as this person on the cover of Vogue or just perfectly coiffed. But what's interesting about Marissa Mayer and the reason why I ended up wanting to write this book is that she is just full of contradictions. She's not really that person in that picture. You know, when she signed her deal, her $200 million deal with Yahoo, she shows up to the law offices of one of the board members in a 10-year-old green BMW. Her hair's wet. She comes in and she signs it. She's all by herself. There's no handlers or anything like that. And she signs it and then she says, okay, I better go tell Google that I'm quitting. And so she goes. And the people there were like, well, do you want us to send people to, you know, do you want to take a car? Do you need some help, like, clearing out your office? She's like, oh, no, my mom's in town. She's going to help out. Wow. So, Marissa, yes, she is this glamorous person who, and the world wants to pay attention to her. But what's fascinating to me is beyond that, she's a very different person behind closed doors.
If she succeeds, she will have earned it. I think you'd agree with that, right?
That's right.
Right. Okay. But if she fails, right, if in 2 years the board comes to her and says, Marissa, thank you so much, but you got to go.
Yep.
Is it her fault or is it because fundamentally Yahoo can't be saved?
So I think Marissa Mayer is doing the job she was hired to do. You know how Steve Jobs came into Apple and it took him 5 years?
He came up with
the iPod and it was like a Hail Mary and it was an amazing product and it totally sent Apple onto the track we see it today where it's the world's most valuable company and it's just incredible. That's what they hired Marissa Mayer to do. And by the way, that's a very hard job to do.
Yeah.
And so she has done lots of things to get the company pointed in that direction. But at some point, you just need to come up with the iPod. And that's not...
Oh, is that all?
That's all. I know, exactly. So it's an extremely monumental task to ask someone to do. And you know, listen, in talking to people who work inside of Yahoo, what I came across time and time again is that Marissa Mayer is a good product person. She really understands what people want and how to use it. But that doesn't always make the difference. Over the history of the internet, what we've seen is that startups tend to be the companies that come up with the next big thing that people want to use, not established companies.
It is a book called Marissa Mayer and the Fight to Save Yahoo by Nicholas Carlson. It is, I will tell you, a fascinating read. Nicholas Carlson, thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.